What tzaddikim who learn Sefer Mitzvahs and Leil Shavuot? Rav Kook, and others, has to learn through Sefer Mitzvahs and Leil Shavuot. Yes. We finished Mitzvah Nun Aleph, we're up to Mitzvah Nun Beis. Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet go together. The Raman quotes a braisa that's quoted at Tosefta, in Masechus Chagiga that's quoted in the Gemara Masechus Chagiga, the first mitzvah, in the first perek, where the Gemara states, when the Jewish people come, when the Jewish men come to be Oyla Regal on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Gimel Mitzvahs Nitztabi Yisrael Bali Yosem La Regal. The Jews are obligated to participate in three special karbonets in addition to the Musafim. Ria Chagiga in Simcha, Oylas Ria, Shalme Chagiga, and Shalme Simcha, Oylas Ria. The work goes to Churcha. The men have to visit the Azorah, they have to be Tohar, they have to walk into the Azorah. And then it says in the Chumash, they're not permitted to enter the Azorah empty-handed. They have to bring a korban with them. What kind of a korban? They have to bring a korban oil, that the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. And coming to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam, they have to give them a gift. So the gift is an oil asriya. What kind of an oil asriya? Does it have to be a behemoth? Can it be an oil asa'if? So in our Gemara, it says it has to be oil asbehemoth. It's not good enough oil asa'if. The Rambam has some other girsa, some other source. And the Miri always followed the Rambam. The Miri came from Provence, from southern France. All the Chachmei Provence, they always follow the Rambam. Even the most difficult Rambams that nobody understands, that they think there must be a mistake, Chachmei Provence always follow the Rambam. So the Miri, but the other Chachmei Provence, they say, Oilas Oif is also good. But in Agamar it says it has to be Oilas Behema. What if it's an expensive proposition? Oil is behemoth, costs $1,000. So the Gemara says, if you can't afford it, so go b'shut twist with another 1,000 people, and each one will chip in a dollar. So you bring one oil is behemoth for 1,000 people. If you're wealthy and you can afford it, you bring 10 oil is real. You burn 10 carbonas on the Mizbeach. You can bring 10, and even though you're permitted to bring the oil is real on Yontif also, you're mechuyev. So machloike is b'shamay b'shul. Yishamei hold, you're not allowed to bring the oil asri on Yantar because it's not Rechal Nefesh. You burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Mitzvah say it doesn't matter. Just like if you have a korban shizmana kavua, it's Dechel Shabbos. So if you have a korban shizmana kavua, oil asri, not exactly zmana kavua. If you don't bring it on the first day, you can bring it on Chalamayit. Or even after Shavuos is over, you can bring it the next 6 days. Just like this Tashlumin for Pesach, if you didn't bring on the first day, you can bring the next 6 days, and Sukkot also. Sukkot is this Tashlum, and even on Shmini Atzeres, for the oil asriya. So on Shavuos, even though Shavuos is only one day, so the Gemara says that there's Tashlum in the next 6 days. So even though you can bring the oil asriya, but Tashlum, and Bisila says it's permissible. Even though it's not Arba Yoma Batal Karban, it's Arba Zmana Batal Karban. So that's enough to be called a Korban Shizmana Kavua, to be allowed to be Makriv in Al Yontif. To be allowed to be makir carbon on Shabbos, it's only if it's zmanu kavua, if it's over yoma batal carbon. If you don't bring the musaf today, then you can't bring it tomorrow. So that musaf is better for Shabbos. But if you have a carbon which is zmanu kavua, it does not have to be today. You can bring the carbon on Matzoy Shabbos, you can bring it on Sunday, then it's not derech Shabbos, but it is derech Yom Tov. So we paskan like this hilo. So even though bringing a carbon is a malachi, you're doing shchit, and then you're doing a malachi, you're burning it on the fire, carbon elasriya. And you can really be yotze with one oil asri. He wants to bring 10. The Chumash says, "Ish ki matan siyodai ki birkas Hashem alakei chashinas alach." If you can afford it, bring 10 oil asri, and all 10 are derech yantav. All 10 are derech yantav. If you can't afford it, bring with another 1,000 people. And each one will chip in, give it a dollar. So you have $1,001, you'll be able to offer a carbon. So that's the pasuk, "Ish ki matan siyodai ki birkas Hashem alakei chashinas." When you shake a lulav, when you wear tefillin, when you put on tzitzis, the mitzvah is the same, whether you're wealthy or poor, whether you're learned or an Am Haaretz. But there are some mitzvahs in the Torah that the nature of the mitzvah is different depending on who you are. So let's say tzedakah, wealthy people. If I give $50,000, that's a lot for me. If a wealthy man gives him $50,000, he's not getting the mitzvah of tzedakah. He has to give more. And here, ish kimat nasiyadeh, wealthy people should give more korbanos oilah. Poor people should give less. That's the mitzvah of oilah asriya. Then there's the mitzvah of shalmei chagiga. You have to be a shlomim. You have to either bring a shalmei chagiga, which can be eaten by you or by your friends who are tahar, or you don't have to eat it at all. Shamachagig, you have to be a bala carbon or a shutif in the carbon. If you can't afford it, go into shutifs with another 1,000 people. Each one will give a dollar and you bring a shamachagig. You don't have to eat from the shamachagig. Then the third carbon is shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha, you only eat it if you eat it. And the Pashto says that you don't have to shecht it. The Gemara says Kohanim can be yotze the mitzvah of simcha if they eat the chazav v'shoik of shlamim that the Israelim brought. Well, let's say Israel brought a chatas or an osham on chalamoy. You can't bring it a yont, but you can bring it a chalamoy. So if a Jewish person was early regular and he brings a chatas or an osham on chalamoy, and the Kohanim eat it, so they're eating basar kabonis, so they yotze the mitzvah of shalmei simcha. The Pashto says you don't have to bring a shalmei simcha. You should eat Pesach Karbonis. However you get to eat Pesach Karbonis. That's the Pashup Shat. Rav Shach gave a shir in front of his yeshiva for many years. So he came up with a big chiddush, as he printed in his Sefer on the Ram. He has quite a few svarim on the Ram, Avi Ezri. He came up with a chiddush that's not enough. You have to, in addition to eating Karbonis, you have to also be makar of the Karbon Sham Chesed, Sham Simcha. So the Chazon Ish wrote him a note, he thinks that it's wrong. So the next edition of the Sefer, he printed the letter of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said it's wrong, so it's wrong. But then later in his life, he kept on insisting, he thinks that he's right. He thinks the Chazon Ish is wrong. So he went back and forth on that. The Pashto says, like the Chazon Ish though, that the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha doesn't mean you have to bring the Shalmei Simcha. Each Jewish person has to eat the Sar Korbanos, and that's the way to fulfill Simchas Yontif. These are really all mitzvahs says in Shazman Grama. Special din, you have to bring it on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis. So the Pasuk says that women are not obligated, they work called Zuchucha. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is only on men, women are not Mechoyiv. So the Mele, the whole din of Olas Ria only applies to the men, women are not Mechoyiv. And the Shami Simcha is a big machloikas. Because in the Chumash it says, "Samach the Atav Aleve Ageva Yosem Almana Shebikar Becha." Almana is a woman. So half of the opinions in the Gemara, there are Tanoim and Amaroim there. So half of the opinions in the Gemara is that women are mechuyev in Simcha also, despite the fact that it says Ban Grama, the woman says Almana. It says Beisecha, goes on Ishta, the wife is mechuyev. And the other opinion in the Gemara is no, the husband is not yet. Only the men are mechuyev in Simcha. Because it's really a mitzvah says in Shas Magrama, women are not mechuyev in simcha, but the husband is not yet in the mitzvah of simcha unless he offers the almana, unless he offers his wife to eat some of the flesh of the korban. If he doesn't offer, then he's not yet in the mitzvah of simcha. The Rambam says, if I eat and drink and make merry, that's what he calls simcha sakeres. Your belly is happy. But real simcha is l'samechas ha'umlolim, to cheer up the less fortunate people who don't have money. That's why we always make an appeal for the poor on Yontif. That's what Yizkor is all about. People think that Yizkor is a moment of mourning on Yontif. It's not a moment of mourning. Yizkor is because they make an appeal for the aniyim, and that's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, to be Samech and Umlalim. And once you're donating the money to Tzedakah, once you're pledging or donating money to give to Tzedakah, the way you offer a prayer, that the Tzedakah that I give should be counted, should be considered as a schus. But my parents and my grandparents, who trained me properly, and they taught me to give tzedakah to the anim. So really, Yizkor is an aspect of the Simchas Yontif. There's no avodas on Yontif. It's really an aspect of the Simchas Yontif. So these are the three mitzvahs that you have here. Nun Aleph, what is it? No, Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, is Olas Ria, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. And that machlokes in the Gemara, where the women are chayv and simcha not, that's a machloek is the Ramam and the Raibin in Hilchas Chagiga, where the women are mechuyev to participate in the Shalmei Simcha, just Isha Baila Misamcha. It's the husband's obligation to offer his wife. If she wants to, would she like to eat the shlam? That's the question. Are women mechuyev to be Oyla Regal or not? So women are not mechuyev in Aliyah L'Regal, says Yerok HaZuchorcha. The question is, are women mechuyev in Simcha? Then they have to go to Yerushalayim to eat the shlamim. Can eat korbanos outside of Yerushalayim. If women are not mechuyev in simcha, so if they don't want to, they don't have to go to Yerushalayim at all. They can stay home. So that was Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet. Zmanazeh, we don't have any karbonah, so we say, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of simcha? So the Gemara says that we have to have yayin, basa b'yayin on yontif, and for the women, you have to buy them new dresses. So that's a question, a big machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, whether the mitzvah of simcha b'zmanazeh is the raisa of the rabbanim. Tosfos' opinion is that the whole mitzvah of simcha is only b'zman she'beis hamikdash ha'yakayim. The only way to fulfill simchas yontif, samachta b'chagecha, is by having besar karbonis. If you don't live as man hamikdash, you don't have besar karbonis. The whole mitzvah of simchas yontif is only made the rabbanim. The Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam writes part of the description of the mitzvah in Torah is that you have to buy your wife new clothing, a new dress for yontif, and so on. Some people say jokingly that the Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for women, because the women want a new dress every yontif. So they hold every Rosh Chodesh is a yontif, so they want a new dress every Rosh Chodesh. Good, okay. Let the women say, if one can afford it, he should buy his wife a new dress every yontif. Then the Rambam has mitzvahs, nun hei, nun vav, both have to do with the Korban Pesach. There are two karbonas. There's a mitzvah to shech the Korban Pesach, and there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is shecht on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And you can only be a shutif in the Korban Pesach if you're healthy enough, if you're tohar, and healthy enough to eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says in Sochim, what if a person was healthy and he was tohar, and then he was a shutif, they brought a Korban Pesach, and then he takes sick and they put him in the intensive care section of the hospital, and he cannot eat the Korban Pesach, Leopel cannot eat. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? The Mishnah says no. At the time that they shechted the Korban Pesach, he was Roy Lachila. So he was Yotze the Mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, even though he didn't do the Mitzvah of Achila. There are two separate mitzvahs. He didn't fulfill the Mitzvah of Achila. He doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Then the Rama has two more mitzvahs regarding Pesach Sheni. Mitzvah Nun Zayin and Mitzvah Nun Ches. The Mitzvah to shechted Pesach Sheni. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon should bring Pesach Sheni on your David ear. The mitzvah nun ches, he should eat the pesach, besag pesach sheni, on leil tezvav in ear. Then the Rambam asked the kashan and so. Someone will ask me a question. Vekan, the beginning of nun zayin, says, yesh mokam, yesh lemaksha mokam sheyitcho alai, why did I count pesach sheni as two more mitzvahs, a mitzvah to shecht in pesach sheni, mitzvah to eat it? It's just a tashlum el rishon. Whoever didn't bring Pesach rishon brings the Korban Pesach a month later on Yudalid year, and you eat it on Leil Tezvav year. So it shouldn't really be listed as a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam says it's a good question, and the answer is that there's a machlokes hatanoim Rebbe and Reb Nosson whether Pesach sheni is a regel bifnei atzmai, or Pesach sheni is tashlum el rishon. So what's the difference whether Pesach Sheni is only Tashlum and Pesach Rishon and regular Fniatzmai? What if you have a cotton who becomes Bar Mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? He wasn't Bar Mitzvah on Pesach Rishon, and he didn't participate in the Pesach Rishon. So if Pesach Sheni is only a Tashlum to make up for those who weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon, the cotton was never Mechuyev on Pesach Rishon. So he doesn't have to make anything up. But let's say a Gershon is Gaya, a non-Jew converts in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He wasn't Jewish. And Yudal and Nisan. He never was obligated to observe Pesach Rishon, so then he wouldn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. But we don't paskan that it's Tashlumin. We paskan that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmai. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, for whatever reason, because he wasn't bar mitzvah yet, or because he wasn't Jewish yet, or because he was tomei, whatever reason, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon has an obligation when it comes Yudal and Ir to bring Pesach Sheni. So since it's not a tashlum, and that's what we pass on like Rebbe, Pesach Sheni is not a tashlum in a Pesach Rishon, so therefore it belongs as a separate mitzvah. If the din would have been like the Tana Reb Nosson, if Pesach Sheni is only a tashlum in a Rishon, it should only be counted as one mitzvah. Mitzvah to shech Korban Pesach, and another mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach. And when do you do it? So the Chatchil, you should do it in Nisan. If you didn't do it in Nisan, you do it in here. So the Rambam says, but we don't pass on like that. We pass on Pesach Sheni as a regel bifnei atzmai. So therefore it deserves to be a separate mitzvah. The Rambam is going to count. We have three mitzvahs to eat things on Leil Pesach. Pesach, Matzah, Umar, Ror. So the Rambam counts eating matzah as a separate mitzvah, eating korban pesach as a separate mitzvah. Moreover, he does not count it as a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam has a long piece here, a mitzvah nunvav. How come I decided not to count, not in the sefer mitzvahs, and not in the Mishnah Torah? He has the same spiel in the Mishnah Torah as well as here. So he says, Moreover doesn't exist as a mitzvah b'fnat. It's only the way to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of korban pesach. You should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah semrorim yochlu hu. You should eat it. You should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah mor. This Bala said that there's no korban pesach, there's no mitzvah mor at all. Mitzvah mor is only together with eating korban pesach. The correct way to eat korban pesach is in conjunction with matzah mor. So really, mor doesn't exist as a mitzvah. It's just a hidur, a detail within the mitzvah of korban pesach. That's the Rambam's opinion. Tosfos seems to disagree with the Rambam, because the Gemara says that if a person is tamei or b'derech rechoika, he's not able to participate in Pesach Rishon. Sounds like the Gemara still mechayiv to eat mor. So Tosfos learns the Gemara b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, there's no mitzvah mor at all. Midirabbanan, there's a mitzvah mor b'zman hazeh. Midatora, there's no mitzvah mor b'zman hazeh. But on Pesach Rishon, b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, everyone is obligated to eat mor, even if you're not eating korban pesach. Tosfos holds that mor exists as a separate mitzvah, just like matzah is a separate mitzvah. Matzah b'zman hazeh deraisa. So mor b'zman hazeh derabbanan, but mor b'zman hamikdash did exist as an independent mitzvah. So even if you're not able to bring korban pesach because you're tamei, you still have to eat mor on leil haseder. So that's a famous machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. The Rambam insists that mor is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's only in conjunction with eating korban pesach. That's the lashon haGemara. Daf Tzadik himself. Marer is hechsheret de pischa. It enhances the kima mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. Then the Rambam counts mitzvah nun tes. Is a pasuk in Parshas Bahaloischa. V'yom simchaschem b'moyadechem u'rosh chadshechem. In conjunction with our krovas, our krabanas, and the yom tovim, and our rosh chodashim, em simchas ma'adechem rosh chadshechem, there's a mitzvah to blow chatzotzes. This is a form of simcha. The Tur in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Gaonim. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh? We know there's a mitzvah of simcha on Sholosh Regalim. And service on Makta v'chagecha. We know that there's even a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's a big machlokes and achrayim, a discussion. So we assume there is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What about Rosh HaChodeshim? So this parsha in Baal Oischa, it says, "B'yom Simchas Ma'adechem Rosh HaChodeshim, Uskaitem HaChodeshim, Halo Lasechem Azil Cheshamechem." It seems that this is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh HaChodeshim. Bigvulin, there is no mitzvah. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash in conjunction with the Musafim that you bring on Rosh Chodesh. So that's why the Gemara in Brachas has a suffix. If a person forgot to say Vitzei on Shabbos at the Bichas HaMos, a person forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, so he finished. What do we say in Nishman Esrei? Dei Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vanei V'rachma V'Yerushalayim Amen. And before he starts saying the next Brachas HaMeitiv, he realized that he forgot to tell Yalav Yavoy. So the Gemara has some of the fancy Sidurim have it, some of the little Bichonim have it. So there's a special Nusach HaBrach, Baruch Ato Hashem HaKadmachom, Shenosun Shabbos Islam Yisrael Menucha, and so on. So on Rosh Chodesh there's also such a Baruch. If one forgot Yalav Yavoy, you say Nusach HaBrach. So the Gemara has a suffix whether you say Shenosun Rosh HaKadoshim L'Simcha, or you don't mention L'Simcha. What's the suffix? Because in Mikdash there is a Chiyuv Simcha. That's why there's a chiyuv chatzotzes, the blow chatzotzes. V'yam simchas ma'adechem rosh chadshechem, v'skaitem chatzotzes. In Mikdash, there is a mitzvah of simcha and rosh chadosh. Bigvulin, outside of the base of Mikdash, there is no mitzvah of simcha and rosh chadosh. That's where the Gemara had a suffix when you say that Nusach HaBrocha, do you mention the simcha or not? Because in base of Mikdash, there is a chiyuv simcha. Then mitzvah samach, the Rambam is talking about so many different karbanas here. The other day we were learning a whole series of karbanas, so the Rambam has one of the mitzvahs in conjunction with karbonis is that you should, whenever you want to bring an animal as a behemah as a korban, not oifet, you want to bring a behemah as a korban, she says shivas yami yeta hasima miyam mishmina mahali yirat to the korban isha Hashem. It's a mitzvah to wait. He shouldn't be magdish the korban, shouldn't be makbid the korban till the eighth day. You have to wait till the eighth day. Later, when the second and the next half, here we were reading this section of the Rambam about mitzvahs haseh. Then the next section is going to be the listing of what he considers the 365 mitzvahs loisaseh. So the Rambam is going to have a loisaseh over here, that you're not allowed to be makravit, you're not allowed to be makravit korban within the 8 days. And whoever's makravit korban gets malchus, and that's a loisaseh. But there's an essay also. You shouldn't bring the korban before the eighth day. That's the question. How do you calculate the 8 days? How do you calculate the 8 days? Because we have a din that in the Jewish religion, Shabbos is from sundown to sundown. Yom Tov is from sundown to sundown. That's what we call Hayom Helech Achar HaLaila. Let's say tonight is already Yom HaShishi. Today till Shkia was Yom HaMishi, and now it's Hayom Helech Achar HaLaila. The days begin. Yom Kippur begins at night. Yom Tovim begin at night. It's Hayom Helech Achar HaLaila. The Gemara says in Kotshim the din is the reverse. HaLaila Helech Achar HaYom. So let's say you bring Achatas on Hashem or Kotshim, or the Kotshim only Nechal Yom VaLaila. Why Yom VaLaila? Yom Echad. The night following the day belongs to the day. So the question is over here. An animal is born, and it's not a korban. The animal is not a korban. So let's say the animal is born tonight. So when is the first time you can bring it as a korban? So tonight is really Friday. So you can't bring it today. You have to wait till Yom HaShmini B'chol. You have to wait till next Friday. But let's say an animal is born. Let's say a b'chor is born tonight. B'chor Be'ma Torah. So b'chor Be'ma Torah is kodesh me'rechem. Even if you're not magdishim. It's Hekdish anyway. So the Chasam Sefer has a very big Chiddush. He says, since the Bechor is Kodesh Meirechem, even if you're not Magdashit, it's Kodesh automatically. So when it's born on Thursday night, that's considered that it was born on Thursday. So next week on Thursday is already the eighth day. You don't have to wait till Friday. He says, it depends. Was it a Behemoth Kodeshim that was born? A Bechor? He answers a certain Kasha in the Gemara based on this. There's a problem in the Gemara. So the commentary is on the Gemara. In the back of the Vilna, the Shasta have the Cheshik Shloime, Rabbi Shloime LaVilna. He was a dying in Vilna for many years. It was a dying in the late 1800s when they were printing the Vilna Shasta. And they have his comments in the back. And he was a dying by Rabbi Chaim Eiser for a long time in the early 1900s. He was a very prominent dying in Vilna. So he quotes this Chasam Seif in the end of the Gemara Zvachan, that the calculation of the eighth day depends whether the animal that was born was a b'chor, so it's already Kodesh. So by Karbanis, the rule is, HaLaila Helech Achar HaYom, Thursday night belongs to Thursday. So next Thursday, you can already be makarvit. But if the animal was born as a Behemoth Chulin, and you have to wait till the eighth day, then Thursday night belongs to Friday, because HaYom Helech Achar HaLaila, you have to wait till next Friday. What is the idea behind this? Why do you have to wait till the eighth day? The Bris Milu also does such a thing. You're not supposed to perform the Bris Milah until the eighth day. So that's why the Zohar has a comment that when you perform a Bris Milah on a baby, in a certain sense, it's a form of bringing a korban. When you bring a korban, you sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach. When you have a bris on a baby boy, so you also, you don't sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach, but a little dam is going to come out. So in a certain sense, the Zohar writes that performing a Bris Milah on Jewish babies is a little bit related, a little bit connected to offering a korban. So the Zohar has a comment. The reason why you have to wait to perform the bris till the eighth day, and the reason why you have to wait to be makir of any korban is till the eighth day, because we want the baby first to experience Kedushas HaShabbos of Leil Shabbos. The experience of Leil Shabbos is one. The experience of Shabbos in the morning is a different experience. The Shabbos in the afternoon is a different experience. That's why in the davening, if you'll notice, on a lot of Sidurim, it says on Friday night, the Maariv says, V'yanuchu vo, Kol Yisrael. Shabbos morning says, V'yanuchu vo, and Shabbos in the afternoon, when you say Mincha, says, V'yanuchu vo. What is that all about? So the Mekubalim explained, that's based on Kabbalah. that Shabbos night is b'prinas malchus. It's one type of experience. Shabbos morning is b'prinas yisod, and Shabbos afternoon is all the spheres together. So the Torah wants that every Jewish baby should first experience Friday night before he's able to receive the bris milah, and the experiencing of Shabbos even applies to animals. The animal has to experience Leil Shabbos, Malchus, before you can offer it as a korban. So if you would have said that you only have to wait till 5 days, so if a baby would be born on Sunday, you're going to do the bris on Thursday or Friday, only waiting 5-6 days, then the baby didn't yet experience Shabbos. Even if you say you have to wait till the seventh day, it's possible the baby is born on Shabbos afternoon, and the seventh day is going to be on Friday, and the baby didn't experience Friday night. He experienced Shabbos afternoon as a different type of experience. So that's why the Torah made a loitlug. The Torah wants every animal should experience Friday night, and every baby boy should experience Friday night before they will be roy to be brought as a korban, before they will be roy to have a bris milah. In Shulchan Aruch it says that when you perform a bris milah, you have a moel, so the father of the baby stands next to the moel, Omer al Gabov, and he appoints the moel as his shaliach. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that's not the reason why. The reason why the father stands next to the moel is not because he appoints him as a shaliach, rather because when you perform a bris milah, it's like a korban. The Gemara has a call, Hech korbanu shel adam korav ein omer al gabov. If they bring in my korban in the Beis HaMikdash, it's preferable I should be standing there. Strictly speaking, if I live in New York and I wire money to the Beis HaMikdash, I say they should bring a korban on my behalf, that's also good. But more correct is, Hech korbanu shel adam korav ein omer al gabov. The bala korban should be there. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the reason why the minig always was at the Aviyah Ben stands next to the moel when he performs the bris milah is not so much he should appoint him as his shliach, but rather, since the bris milah is in a certain sense similar to a korban, that the bala korban is the father, so the father has to be there when they're bringing his korban. Then the Rama has mitzvah samach aleph. There's a mitzvah, there's an aveira. You're not allowed to be makar a korban that has a mum, even a mum oiver. If it has a mum kavua, then you can be poided. If it has a mum oiv, you can't be poided, but you can't be makarvin. So that the Rambam has the loisa say in the next half of the Sefer Mitzvah. It's an avera to be makarv a korban that's a bamum. And here is it's a mitzvah sasei that all the behemoth should be tmimim. Tmimim yu alachem. It's a mitzvah to check to make sure that the korbanah should not be balimim. It should be tmimim. Mitzvah Samach Beis is a mitzvah that whenever you bring a korban, you should put salt on the korban. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that salting the korban has something to do with salting meat to remove the dam. The din of salting the korban applies to a korban mincha also. There's no dam in the korban mincha, it's flour. And in fact, the Rambam is more machmer by salting the menachas than by salting the korbanas, the flesh. By salting the menachas, the Rambam paskins against the Mishnah that loy malach, if you didn't salt the korban mincha, you burnt the komets on the mizbech, you didn't salt it, you're not yotzei the mincha, you have to do it all over again. By korbanas, by behema, even if you don't salt it, you're yotzei the mitzvah b'riyad. But l'chatchila, there's a mitzvah, kol minchos chatakri melach, and kol korban chatakri melach. Many have a practice, the Gemara says, Liyam Shechara Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the ability to get any kapara by bringing karbonis, can't bring any karbonis anymore. So the Gemara said, the Bizman Hazeh, Shulchono Shal Adam, Nechaper Alav. What do you mean, Shulchono Shal Adam? If you invite poor people to eat by you, who need food, they don't have any food to, if you invite them and you do tzedakah, so that's also Nechaper. So some people have a practice that they put salt on the bread. Whenever you say a mitzvah, they put salt on the bread. Because since Bizman Shehim Beis HaMikdash Kain, Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper, so they treat it as if the bread that you're eating is a korban, and as if you get a kapur. The Gemara means that you give bread to the aniyim. That's the Mechaper. But many have the practice that you salt the bread. In the days of the Gemara, it doesn't seem that this was the practice. The Gemara says when you say hamotzi, you should say hamotzi on a tasty piece of bread. So if the bread is a pumpernickel, and it doesn't taste so good. So the Gemara says, put some salt on it, dip it into mayonnaise, or dip it into some sauce. But if the bread is delicious, then you don't need any salt. My wife makes her own challah. So if we have guests there on the table, they put salt on the challah, it's an insult to the baker, because the challah tastes delicious. Said the Shulchan Aruch that on Pesach night, we don't salt the matzahs, because they taste delicious without any salt. Whenever the bread tastes delicious, there's no need for salt. But nonetheless, the Balei Tosfos had a minig, even though you don't have to salt the bread, you should have salt on the table. What is that all about? The Tosfos said because the pasuk speaks about a bris melah. The Baruch Hashem made some kind of a covenant in connection with salt. Well, what's the covenant? What does it have to do in connection with salt? So Tosfos makes a statement that when you wash until it's a die, until you walk to the table, you don't talk, and there's a little bit of bittul Torah. Tosfos is worried about bittul Torah, the 2 minutes till you say hamotzi. So if you have salt on the table, that'll protect us from the oynish of the bittul Torah. I'm not sure what that means. Many have a practice, all week long they salt the bread, but on Friday night they don't salt the bread. Why? Because on Friday night in the Beis HaMikdash, they never burnt any karbonis at night. You're not allowed to burn karbonis shel chol. Karbonis that were brought on Friday, you have to burn them on the Mizbech on Friday. You can't burn them on the Mizbech on El Shabbos. It's a malacha to burn something. So you're only allowed to burn on the Mizbech on Shabbos, karbonis that were brought on Shabbos. Chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. Even though you can wait till after Havdalah to burn it, the Gemara says, Chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. Since the karbonis were brought on Shabbos, you should burn them on Shabbos. But the karbon that was brought on Friday, you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbech on Friday night. So all week long, you salt the bread that you eat as if it's like a carbon. But on a Friday night, on a Yom Tov night, since you're not allowed to be makar of any carbonis that night, so you don't treat the bread as if it were a carbon. The Soloveitchik family has such a meaning. Others have such a meaning as well. That's the mitzvah of kol minchos chatak ha-melech, kol karbon chatak ha-melech. Then the Rambam has mitzvah samach gimel. When you bring a korban oila, you should offer it properly. Samach dala, when you bring a korban chatas, you should be makav it properly. Mitzvah samachay, when you bring a korban osham, you should be makav it properly. Samach vav, when you bring a shlamim, you should be makav it properly. The Rambam left out b'chorim ma'aser pesach and toido. If he's listing every korban separately, so the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Seder Kodshim. The Rambam wrote in his Pirush HaMishnah, he has a whole Hakdamah to Seder Kodshim. So he writes, not only is a korban toida a branch of a shlamim, it's called Zevach Toida Shlamov, that the Gemara says. A korban toida is not an independent. A regular korban shlamim is nechel today, tonight, and tomorrow. Shnei yamim v'layla echad. A toida is only nechel yom v'layla. So you have to invite more people to eat it up, that it shouldn't become nicer. So not only is that a dover poshet, that a toida is zevach toida shlamov, it's a branch, it's a subcategory of shlamim. The Rambam writes in Hakdamah to Kodshim in Pirush HaMishnayis, but basically in Kodshim Kan, there's only one korban shlamim. Korban Maisa Pesach are forms of a shlamim. That's a big chiddush. The Gemara only says it by toida. The toida is a subcategory, because the Chumash calls it zevach toida shlamov. It's a subcategory of shlamim. But the Rambam holds it all Kodshim Kalim. Korban Maisa Pesach are also subcategories of shlamim. So that's why the Rambam only has one mitzvah here. He has one mitzvah to be makiv an oila kemishpata, chatas kemishpata, oshem kemishpata, and shlamim kemishpata. Shlamim includes all the kodshim kalim. Then he said there's a mitzvah to be makiv a mincha kemishpata. There are different kinds of menachas. They include the various kinds of menachas are subcategories. Basically, there's one mitzvah to be makiv a mincha. There's a minchas chavita, a minchas mafitana, a minchas marcheshes, and there's a minchas soilas, the four different kinds of menachas. So the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah to be makrav korban mincha properly. Then he's going to list off the obligation to bring korbanas. So he starts off. I would have started off with mitzvah samach tes first, and then samaches. Mitzvah samach tes, the Rambam has anyone who did an aver b'shogeg, which the nature of the aver is such, if he would have done the aver b'mezin, he would have been chayiv kares, So if he violates the Aver B'Shogeg, he has to bring a Chatas. He brings a Kizba Usirim. So that's called a Chatas Chelev. One way Chelev, that a person eats in a kosher restaurant, then he finishes eating a steak, and then the waiter runs out and he says, Oi, Gival, you ate up the whole steak, and you forgot to cut out the Chelev. You just ate a Kizais of Chelev, and you have to bring a Chatas. Or let's say a person, they give him a drink in the kosher restaurant, and it tastes funny. After he drinks it, then they say that was dam. He drank a whole glass full of dam. So he's b'chiv to bring a chata. A person, by mistake, eats on Yom Kippur. He didn't realize, he forgot that it's Yom Kippur. Yitzchom is b'Pesach. He thought that they were kosher l'Pesach cookies. Turns out they were not kosher l'Pesach. So he, whenever you do an aver, which if you would have done, it'd be amazing. Kosher's don't occur is, you should go to chatas, and you have to bring a chatas. So that's a chatas kvua. That's a chatas that the yochid brings. And then there's a din. What if the Bez Nahagorl, the 71 member Sanhedrin, which meets in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGozes, they meet in the room in the Beis HaMikdash, all 71 members of the Bez Nahagorl made a mistake in Psak, and they said a certain kind of chametz is mutter b'Pesach, certain kind of food you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, a certain kind of a malacha you're permitted to do on Shabbos. They made a mistake. They said it's permissible to turn on lights on Shabbos. And the rave of the Jews who live in Eretz Israel are turning on lights on Shabbos. The chief of the Rabbanut said it's mutter, so it's mutter. The Bez Nagoro says it's mutter. So the 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Israel violate the Avera, relying on the Bez Nagoro, because Bez Nagoro announced in the newspapers on the radio that it's mutter. And then the Bez Nagoro realizes they made a mistake, or many years go by, and all those people, the Bez Nagoro, they all retire, and you have a new Bez Nagoro now. The new Bez Nagoro says that they made a mistake, and they say turning on the lights on Shabbos is a malacha deraisa. So if the Reuven, 51% of the Jewish population in Eretz Israel, that's called Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Eretz Israel are called Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Lorz are Jewish. We have a Kedushas Yisrael. But we're not called Klal Yisrael, we're called Yechidim. Even if the overwhelming majority of the Jews live in Chutz Lorz, and there's only a million of Jews, only 10 Jews live in Eretz Israel, the 10 Jews who live in Eretz, the 10 farmers who live in Eretz Israel, that's called Klal Yisrael. And all the Jews, the millions of Jews who live in Chutz Lorz, they're called Yechidim. So that's what the Gemara says when it comes to the din of Par Helam Darush Al Tzibur, if the Bez Nagoro made a mistake in Psak, and they permitted an error. They permitted eating a certain kind of chametz at Pesach, reading a certain kind of chayda b'dam, and the Rav HaTzibur in Eretz Yisrael violates the din. So we don't require that each and every individual person should bring his own korban chatos. The Bez Nagoros brings one parhan davar shel tzibur, and everybody gets a kapur. So I would have listed it in the other direction. I would have first listed there's a din if the yochid violates an aver b'shogeg, sheyesh bo koris b'mezin, he should bring a chatos. And if the Reif HaTzibur did it because of the Pesach of the Bez Nagoro, then the Bez Nagoro brings the Chatas. The Rambam writes it in the other order. I would have written Samach Ches before Samach Ches. So these are two situations. Then the Rambam lists off Mitzvah Ayin, this Mitzvah number 70, that if a person is, he went to a restaurant and they had steak, and there was another family. There were two families eating there in the restaurant. And they both finished eating the steak. And then the waiter runs out and he says, Gevald, he forgot on one of the steaks, he cut off all the chalev. And the other one, he left the chalev. So it's a taruvis, one or the other. And now they both ate up all the food. There's no way to figure out who ate the chalev, who didn't eat the chalev. So then the din requires, you have to bring an oshem tolui. If he ever discovers later on that he was the one who ate the chalev, he has to bring a chatas. Because man, he doesn't know he's a mesupik, then he has to bring an oshem tovi. Because that's a sofik aver. So the Rambam has a unique opinion. The Rambam shita is we have it in sofik deraisa lechumra. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tumas Meis at the end of Perek Tes, that din itself, sofik deraisa lechumra, is only with the Rabbanim. The Natura sofik deraisa is lekula. It's only Lechumim and the Rabbanim. Most of Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Rabbi happens to agree with the Rambam on this. This funny sheet that one would have thought the Rabbi should disagree with this is an unusual opinion. The Rabbi happens to agree with the Rambam on this. That Sofik, the Raisa Lechumim, is only with the Rabbanim. So all the commentaries ask Akash, is Safik Daraisa is Butam and Atarah? It's only us and the Rabbanan. So why is there an institution of Ashim Talui? If the person is Mesupik, whether he ate the Chelev or not, so it's Mutam and Atarah. If they give you two pieces of steak, and one has Chelev, one doesn't, the Rambam holds it's Mutam and Atarah to eat it. So why do you need a Kapara B'Yevet if you ate it, B'Shoigay? So this is a big discussion. In Poskim, in the Rambam, they printed in brackets an answer on that kasha. And the Pashtus says that the Rambam didn't give that answer. The Pashtus says that someone wrote that on the margin and they added it in brackets in the Rambam. That's not the Rambam's answer. That's a famous discussion. There's a Sefer Shev Shmaitze that was written by the author of the Ktzos HaChoshen when he was 17 years old. So the Shev Shmaitze has seven major essays. Each essay has around 15, 20 chapters. So the first page in the first essay is about the din of Sfeika Daraisa and Lechumra. So the first page in the Shev Shmaitze is on this topic. Well, what's the din? Sfeik Daraisa and Lechumra. Is that the Torah? Is that the Rabbanan? Machlekes? Is the Rambam and all the other Rishon? So the Rambam is now going to list off various korbanos that we're obligated to bring. So he said, if a person violates an aver b'shegi, for which if he would have done it in Mezid, he would have been chayv koris et din zachatos. If the Beis Nagadol made a mistake in Pesach and 51% of the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael violated the Averis, and the Beis Nagadol has to bring the Korban Chatas. Then he says there's a Hashem Tolui. If the person is Mesupik, whether he ate the Chelev or not, has to bring the Hashem Tolui. Then the Rambam says there are other Hashamas that we have to bring. So he says there are various Hashamas, Hashem Zelos, Hashem Nehilos, Hashem Shivcha Harufa. So these three ashamas he lumps together. It's one mitzvah to bring an asham on certain averes, three different averes. But that's one chiv to bring a korban asham. Then there's asham nazir. That's a different thing. A nazir, if he was metamil ameis accidentally, has to bring a whole bunch of korbanos. So one of them is an asham. So that's another korban. It's another mitzvah to bring asham nazir. Okay, we will stop at mitzvah ayin beis. Next time we learn together, maybe you can have a chance, maybe you learn on your own. Start from ayin beis and keep on going straight. I want to thank you very much. I enjoyed your learning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.